The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Statman, with you on this Thursday, August 17, 2017. And I've got Gerald Celente with us today. Gerald, how are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
Well, if I didn't give a damn about my country, I'd be down on a black sand beach in Hawaii right now drinking those little drinks with the umbrellas in them. But I seem to be up to my eyeballs in alligators.
Well, you know, it's these are the times. So, you know, I try not to get let it get to me, because this is my work for the last since 1980. You know, reading and understanding all these things that are going on. So,
well, you're and if you've been absorbing this for what now 37 years?
Yeah.
What glue has kept your head fastened to your shoulders?
I don't take it personally. You know, I do what I can do, like you do, and I leave it at that. You know, people say, "Oh, look how screwed up things are." I say, "What's going on in your family? How's your family? How are you getting along with your family?" Sam, you don't have to look any further than that. Look at people doing business with each other. You know, look what goes on in everyday life. Why should it be any different at the other levels? You know, that's the way I look at it.
Well,
so I just don't take it personally.
Well, not taking it personally. I feel that it's a full frontal assault when we have people working overtime, literally performing a revolution before our very eyes in this country.
Well, you know, that's true. But again, you know, it's the presidential reality show. And I trademarked that before Trump got into the race. You know, so that's all this is. It's playing out what it is. It's a freak show. Look who's running Congress. Look at the popularity rating. It was about 10%. You know, so why should anyone expect anything different? And then Trump is his worst enemy. I mean, you know, I mean, why are you holding these press conferences? Why do you keep putting your people on TV? Just shut up and get to work. I used to run political campaigns. You know, I mean, it's not like I'm a rookie in this stuff. At 23 years old, I was the number two guy in the mayoral campaign in Yonkers, a city of 300,000 people. I mean, you don't do this stuff. What are you talking out there for? I mean, but they can't control him. That's why they sent him to military school as a young guy, because he was uncontrollable. He has a lot of smart people around him. That whole thing was scripted. They knew what they were supposed to say. He went off script, and he destroys himself. They know that you know that they're going to try pick apart every word that you say, so say less or don't say anything.
Well, I had suggested that he do his own town hall meeting. If he is always misquoted and his quotes twisted to meet a political agenda on the networks,
you're the president of the United States. You don't have to appear in front of the cameras. You could do it once every couple of months. That's all you do it.
Well,
you
I
show up.
Well, I'm trying.
He insists upon being a public figure. He's a reality show guy. You can't control him. This isn't the way you run the operation.
So what do we do? Yield to the left and dump Trump?
You know, I know people inside. I know people that know him. You can't control him.
Okay.
And oh, yeah, dump Trump, and then you get this crazy guy Pence. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to get rid of Trump.
Well, Gerald, excuse me for saying this, but it's one thing to complain about the president, but then knowing full well if we didn't get him, we would have got Hillary, or if they dumped Trump, we're going to put Mr. Pence in there that the people in his own state didn't even like.
Right, but I'm trying to say to you, he's causing it himself. He's his worst enemy. Again, I did this whole article way back when, why he went to military school. You know, that's where when I was a little kid, Trump and I were the same age. My parents, they couldn't put up with me anymore. You little SOB, I had enough of this. You're going to military school.
Yeah, I was threatened with the same thing.
I'll be good. I'll be good. This kid's born on third base, and he has everything in his life. He was so out of control. I know where this joint is in Cornwall, New York. It's about 30 minutes south of me. It's a little concentration camp in a little middle of nowhere. I'm trying to tell you this is who the cat is. He's destroying him. Yes, they went out to destroy him immediately. They never stop with the Russians are coming, all of these lies. So you know what they're doing to you. You don't play in that field. You change the game.
Well, and what I was going to suggest, Gerald, I remember during and seeing clips and reading stories of the last president that was head of the head of state here, during the last depression, and he used to have, before television, you know, that's radio with moving pictures, we're going back to the 30s here, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt had what was called fireside chats that bypassed the press. He went right to the public. He spoke the words that he wanted to speak in the context he wanted to deliver it in, and that was it. I suggested before Trump became president that he take this approach. I wasn't exactly enamored with his tweets. Yes, some of them are good. And if you want to bypass a controlled media, yeah, that's a good way to do it. But with the failings and the personal, I guess you could call them defects that Donald Trump has, which we all do, and I'm not defending everything that this man is doing, but, you know, we kind of got to pay attention to the people that can get us into wars and have their fingers on the nuclear button, don't we?
Look, all I'm saying is the guy's his worst enemy. I keep talking about it when people ask me about the economy. Now the Trump rally, I believe, is officially dead. And I used to say there's the wild cards, and the wildest of wild cards is the Trump card. And that he did it to himself.
Well, I think there was a lot of help. Yeah.
Recently. They've been attacking him from day one. You know where this is going. The lies that they're saying that the Russians hacked into the DNC, not one shred of proof. We all know that. Your listeners know that. We know that part of it. So if you know that's going to happen to you, look, he has smart people around him. He doesn't listen. And I know people on the inside. So he's his worst enemy, and you know people like that. We all do.
It's getting to the point, Gerald, that I cover the social, the cultural, the economic, the political, the entire landscape, starting with our buds and pals, and this has fallen off the lips of a lot of people, the global orderist. We used to call them New World Order or the Illuminist or give them a name. I don't give a damn. These are people that wanted to set up shop as a transnational kind of a business, and the hell with your documents that say what your country is, how you conduct your own affairs. We're erasing borders. We're changing law. We're destroying rights. So having given all this information out, now we're watching a literal, have you been following the North Carolina deal where the facts have come up that they were hiring actors and hiring photographers, that the person that was Unite Right 5 months ago was an Obama supporter. The guy was an anti-gunner and a stone cold politically, in the sense, a lefty. And then this thing appears. They're all in battle gear. They all show up with padding and shields and sticks and cans filled with cement. And here we go with another, you know, drama played out for the splitting of the House of America. What is happening right now, Gerald? And I wish you could speak to this. And if you can't do it today, I'll wait till the next time around. But we have a cultural rebellion going on in this country, left unchecked. I'm going to have to give up the soapbox and go to the damn cartridge box. Unless I just want to sit back and go, oh, well, you know, hey, you know, countries come and countries go.
What's the cover? Go to our website, trendsresearch.com. You get the Trends Journal.
Yes.
It went out a few months ago. What was the cover?
You're testing my memory. Fill me in. I don't like pauses on air.
It was.
Thank you.
It was USA crossed out, two people fighting with each other, yelling at each other. One guy has an American bandana on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And we crossed out USA and we put DSA, Divided States of America. We said that during the summer, there's a likelihood of an explosion that would be brought upon in some manner, may it be racial or otherwise. This is all forecast. So when these things happen, they're no shock to me. And then I go back to, and I've been on your show, and I remember how concerned you were that Trump wouldn't even make it to the White House. You were worried about the Electoral College. And we had this discussion. I said, no, it's not going to happen. He's going to get in there. And so we know what's been going on. You can see where these things are going. So what you do in knowing as a trend forecaster what's coming, you take steps to avoid where the trend is leading if it's negative. They're all caught up in this. I know people that had been with him. He is his worst enemy.
Yeah. Well, and I said, Gerald, admittedly, he's got his faults. But I've watched what the rookie politician, and he used to deal with politicians. That is not the same as holding the position yourself. I wish he was more of a statesman. He was a liberal Democrat before he declared himself a Republican and then ran. You know, I know all these things. But the focus for flipping our form of government, there's a lot of confused people out there that still call this country a damn democracy. And they should do the readings with the founding fathers of what George Washington thought about accepting a kingship or running the country as a democracy. They said, no, we need some hard and fast rules. And, oh, by the way, that's not for the individual that most people believe out there. That is the do not color outside the lines comic book that we now call politics. And a lot of people are confused and they're not demanding. Gerald, to be honest with you, I even hate doing radio anymore to wade through and disseminate and try to pick the grains of truth out of all the BS that's out there. It's getting tougher and tougher to ferret out facts when we have so many ignorant people walking around with their heads shoved up their arse. I mean, are people concerned that they're losing their country?
John, let me tell you about a war called the Iraq War, based on lies. You want to get upset about something? How about the 1.5 million people Americans killed? With a little lying clown like George Bush and Dick Cheney and Colin Powell. You want to talk about outrage? How about the murder in Afghanistan of a Taliban that did nothing to the Americans? There's a man by the name of Osama bin Laden, and he's hiding there, and we're going to go get him, and we don't care. How about that?
Yeah.
Talk about outrage. How about the ongoing wars that America's slaughtering people?
241 years of our existence, we've been killing somebody someplace on the globe.
What happened in Charlottesville? Look at this. There's not the media created this. The media, this Charlottesville thing could have went on. How many people showed up for it? They never had to report it. Listen, I sent out a press release to over 10,000 in the media with photos of historic colonial Kingston, one of the carriage steps that goes back to the early 1800s, all defaced with anti-Trump graffiti. All over colonial Kingston, the most historic four corners in America, anti-Trump graffiti etched into everywhere. No coverage at all. So we know what we're up against.
Yeah. Well, and I'll pick and choose here some of the subject matter we're talking about. I'm outraged about all of this. You know,
when I'm talking about Trump, you know, and then Trump, you know, talking war in North Korea, talking.
Yeah.
Come on, North Korea, country. A country with a GDP about half the size of West Virginia.
I know.
Yeah, country with less people than in Texas. A country that's suffering from a severe drought. A country that's attacked nobody. And people forget what the United States did in South Korea. With the Korean War, they only killed 4 million North Koreans, and then they put up a dictator. Yes, South Korea used to be run by a dictator.
It was a U.N. operation. But both of these were U.N. operations. Vietnam and South Korea, here's your hint, demilitarized zones. You guys stay on each side of your line.
Look at Trump talking about Iran. And a story came out, John, last week. It did not make any of the American press. Newspaper, in print, or in broadcast. CIA documents. Finally, after all these years, showed to the American people how Winston, may he rot in hell, Churchill, pushed for the overthrow of Mossadegh in Iran in 1952 and 1953 because they wanted the oil. It's in black and white.
And who were the step-and-fetching boys that did this? Our own CIA.
CIA and the MI6.
Yep.
But the Americans hate Iran. And then they brought in this murderous Shah who slaughtered tens of thousands of people. The SAVAK, the secret police. They made the SS look good. None of that being reported in America. Going back to Trump. Look at this jerk, this Nikki Haley. Listen to it 2 days ago, talking about Iran being, you know, one of the greatest violators of UN resolutions and how they're spreading terrorism around the world. This is coming out of his administration, too.
Now, I understand that, and that's one of the subjects I was going to bring up. Let's take a little break here. Let me go to another talk show host on our network here, Keith Rogers in Montana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John, and hello, Mr. Salente there.
Hello.
The reason I wanted to call in is because I remember a lot of historical things. It's like remembering web pages that I saw 5 years ago and can instantly recall the headline. But anyway, you remember when Reagan was formally called the Great Communicator, and he wrote these personal letters to all these foreign leaders, and he actually did something where it was tear down this wall, whatever, and he didn't have Twitter. And yet today there seems to be others. And I have to say others, because Trump's Twitter account seems like it has different authors all the time. One minute there's the rambling Trump and make America great again, and then there's this massive war hawk type thing there. It's like someone else has just taken over his account. But I ran a poll on Twitter as to whoever has ever had a politician retweet one of their tweets. And no one had. And today it's like phone calls. Whenever you call an establishment, if this is an emergency, call press 9 or call 911, press 1 for English, and then listen close as all options have changed, and then you get a plethora of voicemail messages and a recording. Politicians don't hear you today. Likewise, Putin today in his press conferences, he talks to everyone. I don't care if they're reporters, children, any of that. Now, he's a communicator and a statesman. Also, the fact that Putin does speak English. He also speaks German. You know, he's a former KGB. Of course, you'd have to do that, you know. And then on the same scenario there with what Mr. Salente was saying, this attack over there in Spain today.
Yeah.
I don't see the difference between a white van versus white phosphorus killing people in Israel, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, or even recently with the Hiroshima Nagasaki event.
We're making some leaps here. I want to keep this centered, Keith.
All right, well, but this is...
No, I hear what Keith is saying. They'll make a big deal about what went on in Barcelona, but how about what just went on in Yemen? How about what's going on in Syria? How about what's going on in Mosul with the 30, 20, 50,000, 500,000 people being killed? But run somebody over with a truck, now we got terrorism.
Well, and what Gerald, what I have not heard admitted, and I wanted to make a point here. Please do not let me forget about Mr. Trump and his naivety about how things run and who your friends and who your enemies are. He's practicing, I guess, the Joe Stalin thing. You keep your friends close, but you keep your enemies closer. Well, he's the one that's invited him in. He's the one that has taken off the general's uniform, plopped him in a suit, gave him a job, and he's wondering why things are going the way they are. He's a neophyte politician. He wanted to do things his way, and he is doing them, but not with any success whatsoever. And on the issues that really matter, he's getting so much resistance from behind in the Congress from these damn rhinos. I mean, hell, let's just get it over with. Somebody shoot the guy. Let's get this over with. Let's put Pence in there. Let's go to war. Let's go blow up Korea or start another war while we're drowning in debt and our country is in need. Our people are bleeding.
Well, that's correct. Well, you know, it's like corporations, though, John. They control everything. And one good significant illustration from that is when the Bhopal chemical accident happened. That affected nearly 560,000 people. 4,000 died damn near instantly. Another 8,000 the first, second weeks. And then weeks after that, another 8,000 died. Some were held accountable for it, but they blamed it on sabotage. But see, corporations, I don't care if it's in the Gulf of Mexico or down there in South America with Bechtel and those guys, they get away with murder. And that's who they want in there, just like all these politicians. Like you saw the, whatever her name was, it was, she gets paid $174,000, but she has $50 million in her bank account. These people are bought and paid for. They don't represent we the people. They don't represent the Republic at all.
Well, thank you for saying Republic and not democracy. Keith, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, John.
You know, what Keith was saying about, you know, we don't have representative form of government.
No.
You know, people better grow up. But you know who... It's very interesting. We're going to be writing about it in the next Trends Journal. America is being run from the outside in. So you have these corporations that are pulling the strings and running the show. China is run from the inside out. They are the corporation. Big difference. A very big difference.
Yeah.
And that's why China, when you look at their GDP at 6.7, 6.9, America rocking along at, you know, lucky to hit 2%. That's what's going on. The business of China is business. The business of America, it's the merger of state and corporate powers that Mussolini called fascism. And that's what we have.
Well, and this is interesting because we saw the same cycle depression-wise, 1929, Black Tuesday, stock market blows up. For 11 years, until we got into a war to fuel the economy, fire up the industrial military complex, get the factories going, get the people in there, produce the war products. This time around, Gerald, we don't necessarily, we're not gearing up for a war, but we're seeing these banks keep the interest rates as low as they possibly can. And what's really disturbing, where the banks have made most of their money since this little crisis they keep calling it, not the largest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. No. It was a banking crisis. What they have done is kept the investment capital, the loanable money, out of the hands of the people to keep this stupid economy limping along. And I'm looking at this. You know, oh, well, we can't audit the Fed. They're a private corporation. Federal Reserve says, no, you don't have the opportunity to audit us. We're a separate entity, but most of the assets in this country are walking around going, oh, well, Janet Yellen is the head of the Federal Reserve, and that's part of the federal government. We have been scammed. There, we could go on for 15 hours straight, Gerald, talking about all the kookiness, the inadequacies, the outright stupidity on what our members of Congress and Senate in President's Hall have done to this country. We have lost control of it. We, the people.
No question about it. We've lost total control of it.
So what do we do about it?
The only way I see it, you know, I put my money where my mouth is. I launched, you know, www.occupypeace.us. And the other thing to me, the only way I see a way out of this is a new third party. That's the only way I see it. And none of the ones that exist now. Not the Greens, not the Libertarians, not the any of them. It has to be something new. New, fresh, inventive, and really, really based upon the people. And one of the elements that I would add to it is to do away with Congress voting to tell us what to do, and I would go more toward direct democracy like they do in Switzerland.
Wow.
So if you want to go to war, let we the people vote. Oh, yeah, but Switzerland's a small country. It doesn't make any difference. If 7 million people vote, it's 70 million.
So you're advocating we turn this country into democracy.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
I got these little flunkies. They don't represent me. You know, and as Keith was saying, these aren't representatives.
Well, okay,
wars.
Okay, well, Gerald, you know, I appreciate your frustration with the system, but it isn't like we're reinventing the wheel.
No,
we already know it's 300.
That's what I'm saying. So you asked me, and I'm saying direct democracy. You want to go to war, let the people vote. We're the ones that pay for it with our money and our lives.
What about, Gerald, and I was just going to finish out by saying, you know, I mean, in light of the political situation, saying that we ought to change that form and create third party and do whatever and just do direct democracy, how about we have a constitution? Yeah, it's been tattered and torn and pissed on. And we have people that don't understand that when they raise their right hand, affirmation to protect and defend, that here's your no-no list that you dare not color outside these lines. We've even lost the ability to throw these clowns out of office. But my point here is rather than trying to reinvent the wheel, why don't we reinstitute the government we originally started with? That worked rather well.
Not with the political system that you have. You have the Bloods and the Crips that people like to call the Democrats and the Republicans. The system doesn't work anymore. The people that are in politics, as I say all the time, are the same people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president and head of the student council. You got guys like little Eddie Munster over there playing Paulie Ryan. This guy never worked a day in his life. Go up and down the list. Little Chucky Schumer, Nancy out of her mind Pelosi, Dianne not so Feinstein. Lindsey, did you come out of the closet yet, Graham?
All clowns that are not following the Constitution. We got to find a way to get these.
What I'm saying is, you can have the Constitution. If you're gonna put murderers and thieves in there, paper isn't worth what it's printed on. So we need a different system.
Let me go to Steve in Colorado. This guy is sub for me before Gerald. Very bright.
Actually, Steve in California.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Gerald, I agree with your frustration, and John, your frustration with the Republic. It's not working for us, our representatives. But if you go to a true democracy, that actually is mob rule, and that's not going to work either. So if you have a dominant population of people, let's just say the illegals take over this country, well, of course, they would run everything. That would be mob rule, and that would definitely go against us. So I don't think that form of government would work either.
All right, let me comment on that. Let's go back to the wars. The people were against them, the mob. You look at right now, the people don't vote the way the government wants them to vote. So at least we'd have a choice. If you want to go to war, let the people vote. Congress has not voted to go to war as per the Constitution since World War II. But you look at poll after poll after poll, you know, often the people are against the wars. Some, and again, the politicians talk them into the wars, they vote for them. But often the people are on a different page. And we got mob rule now. They call the Democrats and the Republicans. As I say, let's call them the Bloods and the Crips.
Well, I think I agree with you that I think majority of people would say no to a war right now. I think they've had enough of war.
They did.
They've had enough of war. So I don't think the war issue on the table, if you left that to democracy, yes, the people would say no, no war. But if you open up a true democracy, it doesn't end with just the war. It goes with every other issue, too. And so then you would have mob rule and people were...
Well, let's go back. I'll give you another issue. How about the bailout of the banks? The people were totally against it. John was going on before about how they ripped us off. So we're not getting anything this way. We're getting zero. The people were totally against that bailout by big numbers. And they shoved it down our throats. It was what Keith was saying before. We got people that are paid off to do what they get paid off to do. You pay a whore to put out, that's what you get. So a politician is just another form of a prostitute. So at least on some issues we'd be winning on every issue we're losing on.
Right, I got that. Okay. Hey, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Gerald, I don't think I've ever... We're grown men. We can have a conversation. It's being witnessed by a lot of people right now. And we can disagree with each other. And I have never found myself in a position that I just was just absolutely taken aback. And your direct democracy, I don't know what to say. I honest to God, don't know what to say.
Fine. You know, that's, again, you know my motto, think for yourself. I don't tell people what to believe or what to think. I make the case, and that's what it is. I'm talking about Switzerland, the richest country in the world, have not been in a war since, what, 1850? And we got a bunch of flunkies telling us how to run our lives? I'm going to listen to what Chucky Schumer says,
yeah,
or Andrew Cuomo?
Well, that's a reaction to these little fair-haired socialists slash communists, fascists, give them a name. I don't even know what the hell to call them anymore.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is why they don't represent me. I could think for myself. And again, when it goes into the people's pocketbook, you know, it's a very different issue. And when it hits them in the heart, it's even harder. So I'm saying we have not had the two examples I gave. You go back, the people were totally against the bank bailouts. Totally.
Let me go to Nancy in California. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, John. I just have three comments real fast.
Okay.
Number one, doing a direct vote would not solve the problem because they've corrupted our voting system with Diebold and all that. Number two, I don't remember which founding father it was, but he said that our Constitution was only for a moral and a religious people, that it was inadequate to the governance of any other, and we're seeing that today. And then the last one is that another quote from one of the other founding fathers, if we won't be ruled by God, we'll be ruled by tyrants, and that's what we are at today.
Yeah. Well,
on those comments, on the first one, if we could bank online, we could vote online. And if we had true online voting, the algorithms and everything else would be open up to the public. It wouldn't be a secret in the sense that if it was being hacked, you would know it. And on the other issue, I agree with you wholeheartedly. There are two words that don't exist anymore, morality and integrity.
Unfortunately, yes. Thank you so much. I enjoy your program.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you, Nancy. Well, and if you... And from the vantage point of a lot of people, spiritual people, religious people in this country, you know, this wasn't just a little accident that there were, say, 10 commandments, you know, in the Bible, 10 amendments in the Constitution. We started out with that. And it is not government's business to be the end-all, be-all of spirituality. We had the ACLU take care of that, of separation of church and state, where you're talking about the ethics and morality that's gone from mankind. Well, that was kind of put in that rule book. But, you know, if you don't like what's going on, you don't like the artificial law, you go to the natural law and go, okay, well, this works. I get all of that. But we're in a position right now, and you're absolutely right, Gerald. We have people who have lost sight of what their jobs are. They're politicians, not statesmen. They're not paying attention to the foundation of the country. They have already turned it into a direct democracy, along with the aiding and abetting by the all the little socialist communists. I don't even know what the hell to call these people in this.
How about just a bunch of crazy SOBs?
Well, okay, we can say that. Look, we can say that.
They're psychopaths and sociopaths. They're mentally sick people.
So you want to turn this into the direct democracy with these people at the head of the table?
It won't be at the head of the table now. Again, I want to address another issue that Nancy said about being corrupt. The government, they're rigging the system now, the electoral system. I mean, they rig them all over the place. And you got to wait online, on and on. Things don't work. If we could have Bitcoin and blockchain, we can have a voting system that would be more beneficial, more productive, and probably more transparent than the crap that we have now that's being run differently in every state by the gang that's in power.
Right. And again,
so what I'm saying is, why shouldn't I don't need, they are, it's not a representative form of government.
And okay, so
do we have a representative?
No, but I can guarantee you one damn thing right now, Mr. Salente. We do the direct democracy. That is the end of this country. If we cannot restore,
it's the end of the country now.
Okay,
it's crap
right
now. Look what they're doing. 51% of the people working full time are earning $30,000.
No, I understand all of these problems. Gerald, please.
So it's not working now, so I'm offering a different solution, and you don't want to do fine, but you're not offering me anything new.
Okay. I'm not offering anything new because how do you improve upon it wasn't a bad way of doing it before? Look.
It's not working.
Okay.
The facts are there. So I'm saying, how about trying a new direction?
Oh, well, okay. If that's what you want
to
do.
And we don't have to do it on every issue. Let's try it on some major issues. You know, that's all I'm saying. Give the people the right to vote.
Well, if we're going to slide into this, we'll modify the government on a daily basis. You think you got problems now?
Well, look again. How could I'm a New Yorker. Take a ride on the subway. It's a night in Calcutta. Look at this junk that they turned into over here. Look what our transportation system. Everything is falling apart in front of us.
Do you think, Gerald? Okay, on this issue, we only have about 5 minutes left with you.
I will give you something for we the people to vote on. Do you want to vote on a bigger military budget, or do you want to vote on a bigger infrastructure budget? Let the people vote. If they want to vote for a bigger military budget, no change there. But if they want to vote for a bigger infrastructure budget, I want to see a vote. Close the 800 bases overseas. Bring all the troops home and protect America. Seal the borders. I would rather vote. I'd like to have a vote on that.
Okay. All right. Now, let's. We only have about 5 minutes left here, folks. I'm not going to take any more phone calls. Gerald's got to leave a quarter to the hour. Okay. That's fine. But let's
I want Trump's immigration policy. No more immigrants coming into the country until we're back on our feet, like they did after what they did during the Great Depression.
Okay, and I got your point.
Okay.
Okay, now here's the other end of that sword. Here's the other side of it. This thing slices both ways. In this now democracy, we got 51% of the people go, you know what? You know, we still have that gun issue to deal with. I say we just ban all the weapons. 51% of the people vote for it, hanging the other 49%'s ass out the window because you know as well as I do.
No, we're talking two different things.
We are?
Because now you're talking about amending the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
And that's a constitutional right. The issues I brought up are not constitutional.
Okay, well, let me make this clear before you skedaddle out of here today. Because my balloon has, the air has left. Maybe we didn't make this, your point clear enough here. You're now going back to the Constitution. We can't do that because it'd be against the Constitution.
Exactly. We're not voting on constitutional rights here.
Okay.
We're dealing on different issues.
Okay, so I don't know how the hell we split that off.
Well, it's very simple. You don't vote on constitutional issues. They're there. You're not changing them. The issues I brought up, immigration, wars, infrastructure, those are issues that affect our daily lives. Talking about gun control, I'm a believer in the Second Amendment. Why do people get so uptight when North Korea has weapons? Aren't they allowed to defend themselves? I have a gun. That doesn't mean I'm going to shoot somebody. I never heard the Second Amendment come up in North Korea's instance.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have a weapon. Only we should have weapons.
No, look, I got you there. Look, Drill, I wish to hell we had more time today because the subject matter...
Pick it up another time. I can't. I have other...
No. I'm not trying to talk you out of your obligations. I've recognized them twice, and I understand that. Yeah. And I also wanted to let the listeners know that you got a boogie here in 5 minutes. But, okay, I don't know how in the hell you're going to rig this. Either we have a Republican form of government, which the Whigs hijacked the name Republic and called themselves the Republican Party. But in this country, why is it that we have all of this broken down? We have 50 sovereign states, all with their own constitution, which ironically mirror each other almost exactly. We have a federal constitution to keep these guys in line, but yet we cannot make this work.
And we can't make it work with psychopaths and sociopaths.
Okay, so we cartridge up and we eliminate
all the Republicans. We could name them. We could go over every name.
Okay, so we don't know how to make these people adhere to the Constitution. Well,
they're murderers and psychopaths and thieves.
No, I agree. I agree.
Anything.
Well, and you know, I think we should.
So what I'm saying is, I believe that let's put we the people in charge of certain issues. That's all I'm saying. And again, you know, think for yourself. You don't believe it, fine. But that's the way I would. I'm a supporter. Again, I look at where it works. It works great in Switzerland. It's the richest country, and they haven't been in war since 1850s.
You know, that's because they're the repository for everybody's money while they're busy making war. Yeah, well...
That's not true.
Well,
come on.
It isn't.
They're not busy making war.
No, I didn't say they were busy. While everybody else is busy...
While everybody else is busy, yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
where
again,
the...
going back to what I was talking about, the business of China is business. The business of America has become war. And remember, when all else fails, they take you to war. You were talking about the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
When all else fails, they take you to war. People forgot the dot-com bust. It was in March of 2000. We were in a terrible recession. Bush's popularity rating was plummeting. All of a sudden, 9/11 happens. Bam. Changed right away. People's mind were off the dot-com bust. Bush was okay. Took us to war. And we're still in it.
Well, and I refer to the supposed deep state as just being the sock puppets of people that are pulling their strings from much, much deeper. These clowns are just the actors. They're the people that are kind of like the enablers. They actually make it happen.
I want to make one point, by the way. I believe that there is an element in the military now that's had enough about war, no more to war. And with Dumford over there with China, you know, China said, you know, they only told one side of the story. They said if North Korea fired, they would not support them. However, if they were attacked, they would.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there's a number of people in the military, and I met people like General Anthony Zinni. We had lunch together. When I was a keynote speaker at VMI, he ran the Marines in the first Gulf War. There are a lot of decent guys out there, and they see the handwriting on the wall. They don't want this thing to go on and with no end in sight. I think there's an element within the military where they've had enough. and they don't want to keep this going.
They better step out in the light and be counted now, because...
Again, I'm just saying to you as an observer what's going on.
All right. Well, Gerald, our time is a little bit short here, and a little bit, I will admit, a little bit contentious, but...
Not contentious. It's just different. We're looking at different views. Not contentious at all.
All right. Well, and I appreciate it. Next time around, I'm going to spend a full hour with you. And, have a good day.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
everyone listening. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Gerald. Well, where the hell do I go with that one? See what I said about radio is getting harder to do? Everybody wants to come up with a solution, and they're not looking at the very solution to the problem right in front of our face. You know, it's folks, Americans don't like to be involved in stuff. And how do I know this? They had to hire actors. They had to script this thing down in Charlottesville, North Carolina. Totally scripted from beginning to end. Now, we're not going to talk about that anymore because we're too busy talking about some slut bag driving a van over in Barcelona, Spain that killed 13 people and injured 100. Totally off the radar. Gone. But the propaganda has been put out there. If we, the people, do not have the ability to recapture our own country, selecting another form of government from the asshats that are trying to steal it from us is not the solution. It is not the solution. There was a little foresight going into building this country. I've gone over it. Maybe I should do it again. Because the political activist or the people, this is the tool that we've been given, folks, by way of the Constitution. A political mechanism within our own states to, by and large, by extension, control the whole game board, our country. They even had the foresight to put the 10th Amendment into the Constitution to tell the Fed, back off. Now the little whores we call governors have their hands out accepting federal money, and along with that go the federal strings. That's why we have the federal courts in our states to regulate commerce, to regulate firearms, to regulate this, to regulate that. We need these people the hell out of the states. They have got to be put back in the box. And that comes by way of political power that we have all been granted within our own states. But where in the hell are the people to use that? They'll tell me the ballots are fixed. They'll tell me you can't get an honest count. I see no effort whatsoever on any scale whatsoever for people to even recapture their own state. Where in the hell are the good people in California? Where in the hell are the good people in Illinois? They are dead silent! Nothing! If we lose this country, people are going to have to step up and take the personal responsibility of their own part in this putrid little play. And the time has stopped for people looking around going, okay, what do we do now? You got all the stuff laid out in front of you. It is there! Get me out of here. Give me a damn break.
With the limits of ambition and the scars of the marketplace, welcome to the land of flame and fizz, where you will learn that packaging is all that ever is. You got the little black car, the little black dress. We got the guru and the trainer and the full course dress. We got the software, hard drive, CD-ROM. We got the exploitation.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor. And for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kill that. Wow. You know how much I hate losing control like that? I really, really do. But the trend that I see is people throwing up their hands, feeling powerless. The feeling that they have the inability to affect change when there has been really no change put forth. And I'm not just talking about tidying the place up and sweeping the rugs and throwing out the garbage. I'm talking about a restructure, and I'm not talking about direct democracy here, folks. Trust me on this one. I was shocked that Gerald came out with that. I'd seen him use the term democracy in bodies of a story, and I wanted to bring that up subtly. But he brought it up himself, and I'm glad that he did. We don't have to reinvent this damn wheel. And yes, I know about all the corrupt people in office. I know about the corporatocracy. I know about the funny money. I know how that's being used to bribe and steal. Yes, I know all of these things. Is any of this allowed under the Constitution? So why in the hell don't we get the damn thing back out and reread it? But more importantly, make these asshats that claim to be our representative government, both at state and federal level, you either adhere to it or get the hell out of office. There is my line in the sand. Fox News has just came out, and I've been waiting for this for 6 months now, and starting to use terms like, well, these people that were down in excuse me, North Carolina, they were communist. Voila. I'm losing my voice here. Nancy in California, you had one other thing you wanted to add.
Oh, am I on already?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I was just going to say that, I was transferred over when it was a commercial. Let me think for a minute.
Be quick, Nancy.
What was it?
Okay. All right.
You were asking where all the good people are, John.
Yes.
You have a vote in California, and the judge doesn't like it, so he overturns the people's vote. There are a lot of good people, but we have a corrupt system, and we have judicial activism in with our judges, and it's wrong. It's not constitutional.
And I understand that. And where is this coming from? It's coming from the federal judges, but it's also gone down into even municipal judges. I've seen them do it as well. In Virginia, they thought it was a good idea. The story is posted up on republicbroadcasting.org, where the state of Virginia now forbids you on private property, if you own a car, a truck, or a motorcycle, that you can't even drive that on your own property as drunk. The state is now claiming jurisdiction on you, even though that you're not in the public domain and posing no problem or no threat to the public. So, you know,
and now... You know why they get away with it, John? Because we have a corrupt media.
And I'm sure as hell I'm not going to plug in direct democracy on top of what we got right now. You think it's bad now?
I agree.
Yeah. All right, Nance, thank you. I'm running out of time here.
Thank you.
And my apologies here. I laid a bombshell for Jeff Bennett Tuesday, and I got him so stirred up that he even got off topic with what he wanted to talk about. So, Jeff, you're probably tuned into the show today. You just hit the ground running with what you've got and ignore what I just said. You're your own person, and you've got the time here, so use it to your advantage. All right. Betty in North Carolina, quickly, dear. Betty?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. There's an awful lot of bribery done at the sheriff and local city level.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the citizens are going to combat that bribery from upper levels and regional government, I think perhaps if we had people calling giving ideas on how we might retake that those two levels of government, it might be helpful, because none of us know for sure that there's an effective way of doing it.
Well, and until we center the argument, until we agree that we've got to start from the basics. Until I see people storming their state capitals with copies of their own constitution tightly clenched in their fist, banging on the door, demanding adherence to the constitutional principles of which this country is founded on, then it's all up for grabs. It's somebody's better idea on how to do things.
Well, that is an excellent idea for the state level, but you know, in addition to that, it's the sheriff's level and the city level that I want to attack, and I don't find myself coming up with the means of doing it, and that's why we're saying maybe people could call in if they have any bright ideas.
Maybe, Betty, that there are like-minded people, and you should start getting together in your own townships, your own cities.
I am.
Okay, all right.
But it's not effective at all.
All right, we're out of time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're out of time here today. I don't know what to say. I, honest to God, don't know what to say. Well, I'll think about what to say. I'm going to have about 24 hours in which to get my thoughts together and cognitively lay stuff out. This is getting to be not a tad much, not a bit too much. This is starting to become overwhelming because everybody's missing a point here. When everything that you start to build topples, go back to the basics and rebuild the foundation. And the foundation in this country, ladies and gentlemen, was the Constitution for the Republic. Jeff Bennett coming up next hour. Folks, don't forget us. We need donations. Do it today or not.
Have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.